Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. It's game day, Monday Night Football at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we've got all of the coverage here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and it starts right now with us. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for.
Pre
Johnson.
And post.
Well, that would be two P's.
Pre and post today. That's what it stands for.
That would be two P's.
Continue.
Also, don't interrupt me, please, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
It's because Alabama won.
Don't make it a big deal. Continue.
Behind the deal. He's licking his wounds because West Georgia, boy, they got beat badly, Mr. Dylan. Dylan Matthews in our return from Aruba, Jamaica. The queen of improv. The first lady of Atlanta baseball and a tofu tasting Allie Mack is back in the house.
My teammate, the only team that lost. Oh, wait, sorry. Go ahead, Bo.
Dang,
he
bro.
He was waiting for that
Dang,
one.
Bro.
I'm just glad Dylan decided to talk to me. That hurt. I haven't heard from you since Friday morning at 9 a.m. So nice to talk to you.
Man, I have not been on U.S. soil for even 12 hours yet, but I thought there's no way I could take today off with the amount of work and sleep you two are going to get tonight.
I'm stoked about it. I really am, and I get this question every time there's a primetime game. Oh, are you going to do the morning? Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yes.
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
What? Like, so you think I want to hear someone else talk about this when I was there living it? No, man. Like, I want to be here. Like, this is, like, my favorite team is the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
I travel with the Atlanta Falcons. I work with them. I've worked with them since, you know, 2010. Like, of course, I want to be here talking about them, win or lose. Does it sting more when you're talking about a loss? Yeah. I mean, but it's fun as hell when you're talking about a win.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't pick and choose, unfortunately, in this business.
I mean, I don't text Mike Conti in like the third quarter, hey, this ain't looking good. Go ahead and get somebody lined up for me. Hey, yeah, I'm suddenly going to be tired in the morning.
No,
we're going to go win or lose.
It is what it is. But yeah, it'll be a lot of me and Bo on this radio station over the next 24 hours, and that's cool with me. So kind of is what it is. But, yeah, it's a big day. Big, big, big day. I love it.
Absolutely. A massive day. But let's get you caught up on the headlines you might have missed over the weekend. Penn State head coach James Franklin, after another loss this weekend, this time to Northwestern, final score 22-21, he is now fired. Penn State will be on the hook for $49 million left on his contract. Game one of the ALCS happened last night. Mariners won in Toronto, 3-1. Game two is tonight. Game one of the NLCS kicks off tonight with the Dodgers in Milwaukee at 8:08. Georgia Tech remains undefeated with a 35-20 win over Virginia Tech. They become the first bowl-eligible ACC team for this season. Georgia, I think a few people got nervous on this one, but they turned things around against Auburn. Final score, 20-10. And yes, we are counting down to the Falcons-Bills game tonight at the Benz. Kickoff at 7:15, but pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 5 o'clock.
I mean, such a great weekend of sports action. I can't tell you. This is the greatest time of year if you're a sports fan. My parents were in town this weekend. I'm not sure that I could look away from the television for more than 2 minutes. Had the kids out in the driveway doing all kinds of crazy stuff and painting pumpkins, and I'm watching the TV, me and my dad cracking beers in the garage, and it's baseball playoffs. We watched some NASCAR last night. Football's on all weekend. It's a great time, man. It really is. It was a good weekend, and you mentioned the Georgia-Auburn game. Just absolute craziness, pandemonium.
Yep.
I know that both sides were irritated with the referees throughout that football game, and so we'll get into that later in the show. But just, yeah, man. I think the last 2 minutes of that game took 38 minutes of real time. 32 minutes of the first half. 2 minutes of the first half. 38 minutes of real time. It was crazy. And I don't know if Bo saw any of it, but it was nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome.
Hey, just because I'm not looking, he doesn't mean I'm not listening.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just keep going. Georgia Auburn.
All right, well, make it awkward then.
Yeah, I mean,
that game. I feel like the refs completely changed that game for Auburn. And you can argue. Here's the deal with the whole touchdown, not a touchdown. If it's called a touchdown on the field, it stayed a touchdown. It wasn't. It was called a fumble on the field.
Yeah.
So no. There's no doubt. There was no evidence conclusive to say it was or it wasn't either one.
It was so close.
That was the ultimate. Whatever happened on the field and was caught on the field was gonna stay. You can't tell. There's no conclusive evidence that he didn't have his hand on the ball when he crossed the goal line, and there's no conclusive evidence that he didn't. You can't tell. You can blow. I've watched it. I've seen it blown up 1,000. Even the one that you tweeted about. You can't tell. That was just your opinion on it. I actually felt differently. I thought it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
But guess what? They didn't call it one on the field. The problem for me is I had two games on, and at one point in time, I was watching both of them with the sound up. I heard, I had refs' mics more than I heard announcers' mics. And I thought Sean McDonough and Greg McElroy, who were calling the Auburn-Georgia game, McDonough mainly went a little too far with giving his opinion on what it was.
That was my biggest issue with the whole thing.
He never came off of it. Like, he stuck on it, too. He was still, even when they told him in the truck, that, hey, we talked to the truck has been in contact with the league, said this. He's like, he kind of accepted it, but, you know, it's kind of like not accepted it. You know, he kind of, but
it was weird, man.
The refs took, I was watching the Florida Texas A&M game, too, and they took that game over. And at what point does the ref show become too much?
It was a lot. The Booger thing, Booger going to halftime, and like we were talking about the last 2 minutes of that, Booger goes to halftime, and the very first photo they show is of a still image of what was going on in that goal line play.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy to me that Booger was like, man, this is ridiculous. What are we looking at? And I'm like, what are y'all looking at? I don't see. And Bo brought it up. I tweeted this. Somebody tweeted the picture at me because I was like, I don't understand why they are so locked in on the fact that this is a touchdown. I don't see it. I don't think Sean McDonough in the booth, and I wrongfully tweeted out Joe Testor. I had to actually correct that mistake. I thought it was Joe Testor in the book, Greg McElroy. I was watching it kind of passively. But I didn't understand how he was just so adamant that it was a touchdown. And I don't think he realized that two different people punched the ball. Two different people punched the football, which is crazy good coaching by Glenn Schumann and Kirby Smart. I was like, that was cool.
The problem is the rule, and that's why McDonough was so adamant, is the rule is as soon as the nose of that ball touches that white line, it's over. It's a touchdown. The play is dead.
Yep.
And it does – and where it looks like it's punched, he's over the goal line. So that by rule is a touchdown. It doesn't matter because from that point on, there was some questionable calls on that next drive, and Georgia owned the game there from there on out.
Yeah.
And Kirby even – if there's footage of Kirby standing on the – well, it looks like a trainer's table, and he's talking to the Georgia fans after the game, and he's like, we stole one tonight. Because he knows they got outplayed in the first half, but they outplayed him in the second half. And, you know, Georgia fans, that's the thing about me is I read these message boards and I see people tweet me, they're like, oh, he's lost passion. He's not all in. I don't know what you watch then, because I don't know what you see about Kirby Smart on game day that he's not all in. I mean, that guy coaches as hard as I watch Billy Napier stand there on the sidelines, and it looks like, I mean, you might need to put like something underneath his nose to make sure the guy's breathing on the sidelines, because he sure as hell don't make adjustments like it.
No, but yeah.
I've I've had it with Napier after Saturday night. I am not a fire the coach guy, and I've heard people kill his offenses, but I might be on board now. That was pathetic with the adjustments.
This is breaking news.
I watched Cassius Howell abuse Austin Barber for like what seemed like 15 straight plays, and it took on like play 15. They're like, you know what? We're going to give you some help over there.
Check that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get out, man. You're on it. I love that, man. I love that because I've had these conversations with people where I'm like, they're like, man, the right tackle's awful. I'm like, yeah, but at what point do you send the guy a lifeline and say, all right, man, here's a little bit of help on these plays?
And then the adjustment was, we're just going to let the guard stand behind you.
Yeah, there you go.
And so if he gets by you, he'll block him. And I'm like, what the hell are we doing?
It's like the basketball defense where there's like two defenders in a line. Like, you go left, I'll go right. Look, we'll figure it out.
I think Austin Barber's a good player. But Cassius Howell's the best edge rusher right now in the SEC based on production. So how do you go into the game and not say, look, man, this guy's quick off the edge and he's got a good crossover move. So let's give him help. No, you didn't. And he knew it. Howell knew it. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the James Franklin fire, that was dumb.
I was about to ask you, would you take James Franklin at Florida?
No, I wouldn't take him there because he can't beat anybody in the top 10. However, you go to Penn State and you go through the whole thing with Paterno and Sandusky. Bill O'Brien completely revamps the program, turns it over to Franklin, and Franklin is... Look, he's won. Yeah, he doesn't beat Ohio State and Michigan.
Or any top 10 team, really.
But mainly Ohio. But most of those losses are against Ohio State and Michigan.
Sure.
He's been there a while now. Well, who in the Big Ten does?
Yeah, that's a good question. Most of them don't. And to be fair, and he's actually had more longevity than most people would have given the situation.
And who are you going to get?
There's only one name.
It's Cignetti. I wouldn't leave. Well, I would probably, but if I was Cignetti, I would tell you this way. If I'm Cignetti, I'm leaving Indiana for one job in the Big Ten, and it ain't available.
Yeah, which one?
Ohio State.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Michigan. Cignetti is a Pittsburgh. He's a Pittsburgh native.
Don't forget what Michigan was before Harbaugh got there, and don't forget how long it took Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh probably if Jim Harbaugh wasn't a Michigan man, he'd have been fired at Michigan. He'd have been fired by Michigan if he wasn't a Michigan man and wasn't so in tune with that program, because he lost to Urban Meyer like, what, 4 or 5 times in a row, I think?
Yeah. I'll be curious to see Cignetti's going to have his choice at this point, right? I mean, he's going to be able to pick wherever he wants to go. And obviously, if he does want to stay, I'm sure they'll open up the pocketbook. But he's got it rolling. I will say that much. What a great win for them against Oregon this weekend.
It absolutely was just a wild weekend of sports. I mean, we were out of the country, and I hate to admit how tied we were to our phones and getting back to the hotel room to watch some college football.
There you go.
Some baseball. 15 innings? Come on. That was insane. And we could not leave. Anyway.
Congratulations, by the way, Allie. I won't be a poor sport.
Thank you very much. We'll get into all of it coming up. The countdown to the Falcons-Bills game continues next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.